The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What's his thought on Abbott reopening bars next week, but leaving it up to county judges? Bet Hidalgo won't open. My complaint about that all along has been stop confusing bars with clubs, because a lot of these clubs were the ones where you were getting hundreds of people in a small space, and that's where the problem was. There's a lot of neighborhood bars that are just fine and should be allowed to be open, and thank goodness a lot of them are right now because of this food rule, but I think they should be open. Frankly, I think there's a lot of stuff that's coming out now that guys said they knew.
Nobody wants to say anything bad about the Texans because they don't want to lose their access. But now that Bill O'Brien's gone, they're like, oh, yeah, he was a pain in the ass. He was a bad guy. Then why didn't you say that? Like, that's not your job as the media, is to make sure that you've got access. Like, it's their job to grant you access. And if they don't grant you access, make a stink about it and point out how tyrannical they're being. It's crazy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, or at The Arrogant Ass. At AJ is real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, know the number for that. You can get on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours, some of what you missed. And keeping up with your Astros down 9-7, they're going to get one more shot here after Dusty somehow inexplicably left Josh James in the game to give up a three-run bomb.
Like I said, I mean, it's not. I kind of understand why he felt like he had to, but
well,
I'm not surprised by the results.
They are short, obviously short of arms, but that wouldn't have been ideal.
It would have been nice to bring in Christian Javier, and if Zach Greinke were healthy, my guess is they would have brought in Christian Javier.
Yeah, you know, I'm always of the opinion, if you got a three-run lead in that situation, close it out right then and there and deal with tomorrow. But looks like Pelly won the BB's dinner. Congratulations.
There we go.
Twitch. Always good when our Twitchers win. And, you know, I wanted to follow up on something, though, that we were talking about with, you're talking about the media, and you were using the example with Rod. And I would just point out that this is why when you just say the media, and I'm not picking on you in general, and in particular, I think in general people do this, it really is inaccurate, because there's a lot of subtlety between who does what. And the problem is that most people don't understand that. So it's real easy to say, well, the media does this, the media does that. What John McClain's job is to cover the team, but he also gets on the radio and has opinions about it.
Yeah.
And that's where you have a bit of a disconnect. And it's not just him. I mean, now, like, Jerome is a columnist. He's supposed to have opinions, so he can have opinions in there. He can also have opinions on the radio. Now, some of the things he says on radio would probably get him in trouble with his newspaper, but, you know, that's...
But John McClain, while he's never really specific about things, but he will say, that's pathetic. Texans look pathetic.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure the Texans don't love being called pathetic, but...
And a punk and a loser.
Yeah.
But that's all. That's not stuff that he writes in the newspaper. But on Twitter, he does that. And I don't mean to single him out, because everybody does that now. And that's the problem, is, you know, you're supposed to be reporting on a team, but here you are having an opinion on it. Now, he's a different case because he's been here for a long time and he's sort of expected to have an opinion. But everybody does it. Everybody who's in the business does it. And that's why you can't necessarily trust him. But that's why... And getting back to what we do is different than what a newspaper guy is supposed to do. Even a newspaper columnist who's supposed to have an opinion, but, you know, he's not going to get away with pepper spraying his producer either. Whoa.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
2-run game, bottom of the ninth.
So I think in general, expecting guys to be Yeah, I mean, I expect a reporter to report on their team, and I dealt with this before. I had guys that that wouldn't go after stuff, and it was frustrating, and sometimes it wasn't but it was a different world then than what we have now. I didn't have Twitter when I was doing it, and trying to build Twitter followers, which you need to get people to read your newspaper. And when you add it all together, it's just kind of, you know, that creates a, nobody knows what the media is and what a job is supposed to be. And so a lot of the stuff that people are mad about, that, well, why aren't they putting pressure on? Why aren't they holding their feet to the fire? Why aren't they out there writing about the stuff that when it was happening? Because, you know, it's hard to tell whose job that is anymore. And I don't think that's ever going to exist again. I really don't, in terms of here's a straightforward, ethical reporter. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, can I give you my non-pedophile positive Rona stuff of the day?
Sure.
Yet another day with under 300 new cases. We continue to trend beautifully.
That is good.
So, I mean, it's not good when you have a family member who tests positive and that's actually one of those numbers, but...
Although that's not in Houston, so that
would... Okay, so yeah, but...
San Antonio numbers.
The weekly average, the last 2 weeks have been the lowest average new cases since June the 8th through the 14th. So is that good news?
That is good news.
Yeah, 373 last week, or 2 weeks ago, 394 last week, up slightly. That's your average per day. But you have to go back to that week when it was 400. And actually, you have to go back 2 weeks before that. It was 267 was the only number. Both those weeks were over where we are right now. So, again, positive news continues to trend in the right direction. So, Cal McNair is going to end up hiring Adam Gase and Dan Quinn to stick it to the fans. No, I'm having a real fear now about Jeff Fisher. And you know why? He and Cal have the same mustache.
That's true.
Couldn't you see that happen?
Yeah.
Couldn't you see Cal saying, I like that guy's mustache. Gonna bring him in. Make it a fatter organization. Or flatter. I get confused.
Yeah, does the organization go back to being taller now?
No. Rounder. Bubblier.
Well, especially with Romeo.
He'll definitely be bubblier. Listen, Romeo, he's hip now. Did you see him at the press conference today with a backwards hat on? He's one of the boys.
Oh,
now.
No. Well, according to Colin Cowherd, you can't win if you have a backwards hat.
Well, even if you're the interim head coach?
Well, I mean, he focuses on quarterbacks, but I'm sure he'd say the same thing about Romeo.
I mean, who do I think of as backward hats quarterbacks? Matt Stafford is the number one that comes to mind.
Was it who was it he was on last
Carson time? Wentz.
Okay, it was who Carson Wentz.
Isn't winning right now.
And also not winning.
Hey, his team's in first place in the division. How dare you, sir?
True.
So.
Cam Newton never wears a backward hat because he wears like top hats. They don't have a front or back. Very wise of him.
Well, he might be wearing it backwards. You just don't know.
Yeah, you'd never know it.
I respect that. you know, we didn't get a chance to do, you know, really, because we got so far. We didn't get to look at any of the early lines. Did you find anything that you've already bet?
I've not bet a single thing yet. There's too many questions with Roni right now.
Yeah, and I think that's something you're going to
have. And by the way, it wouldn't shock me if the NFL season gets paused. Like, if they say, okay, listen, no NFL for 3 weeks. It would not shock me one bit.
They might have to do that, yeah.
I don't think it's
out of the question. Or you just say, hey, it's going to be a 12-game schedule. We're taking a month out of the season right now.
Oh, that would piss people off.
Yeah.
It would piss owners off, too.
Although, you know
they
what?
They want to get those games in, man.
I'm not going to roll with that yet, because people said the same thing when they had breakouts in baseball, and guess what? They got it under control. So, and they were doing the same thing. They were traveling and everything else.
Mike Meltzer just tweeted out that Cal McNair said on the Texans radio thing that Jack Easterby is the interim GM. The Texans are searching for a full-time GM, a full-time head coach, and then Easterby will transition back to his VP role.
All right, I'm okay with that as long as he's transitioning back to his VP role.
Right.
Boy, interim GM.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, that's no surprise. Oh, They got him.
Jorge. See, this is a guy you'd like to stick it to because Hendricks was talking all kinds of trash.
Yep. He's also really good.
Yeah. He's probably going to get
away. That's the worst. It's like Joe Kelly. Like, I think Joe Kelly's a really good pitcher. He's just a giant douchebag. It's like, oh, well, they get him. And it's nice when they do get him.
Somebody asked, did you see Colin defending Bill O'Brien? No, I didn't because I don't really pay attention to what Colin says.
If you're defending Bill O'Brien, I don't care what you've got to say because you're wrong. You're not close enough to the situation to understand what a boob this guy is.
Well, in fairness,
RJ did the same thing.
Yeah,
RJ was like,
he would never have that argument with me.
Yeah, he won more division titles than he won twice as many division titles as some of these other guys, like Mike Tomlin in the last 7 years. Well, it's not a coincidence that all those division titles. He's the only coach since he's been here. He's the only coach in the AFC South not to be in a conference championship game. He wins the division the most, yet he's the only one who can't get there. How odd.
Yeah, and hey, things can go backwards, especially with the kind of position he's left them in with having paid a bunch of guys who you shouldn't have paid and not having picks. You know, making a change can be bad, but you're never going to get anywhere beyond where you are. And, I mean, I can't think of any reason to defend what this guy did. So, here's a thought. I'm just throw this out randomly. What if Anthony Weaver turns this defense around? he's one of those guys that
I mean, this is his first chance to even coach a defense. I think it's more likely that he gets fired and doesn't have a job next year.
But what if he actually turned things around a little bit?
Then God bless him, because it doesn't seem like he's got. It would make him an incredible chef because he doesn't got real good groceries right now.
No.
So if he was able to turn this thing into lemonade,
but that's the guy when they promoted him, he's going to be a future head coach. I'll take a young coach if he's good. Now it's not going to help your offense, but. And that's the other thing, too. Whoever they hire, if they hire somebody young like that, and I'm just throwing his name out there because he's already on the roster, but let's say you hire Joe Brady. Boy, you better go get me the best available fired head coach who was a defensive coordinator before.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm big on that. Always have been.
You mean Wade Phillips?
Honestly,
Wade Phillips as a DC is not the worst thing.
For a year?
Yeah, for a year.
You bring him in for a year and then kick him out?
I mean, maybe you keep Romeo Crennel as a defensive coordinator if he's willing to do it. I'm guessing he would be. It's not like there's going to be a bunch of head coach jobs banging down his door.
No, I would say he's probably got no shot at the head coaching job, even if they make the playoffs, because he's 73 years old. Is that your last out?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Game 4 tomorrow, right here on ESPN 92.5. But yeah, Astros go down 9-7.
And now all the cheater people are rejoicing, knowing that they may only have 2 days left of bitching about the Astros. Maybe they shouldn't be rejoicing. Maybe they should be using Harry's razors. Well, you all should be. Everybody should be, because they're great. And they've got new, sharper razors, and they're still the same price, as low as $2 each. How many companies do that? How many companies improve the quality and then don't raise the price? Well, that's what Harry's does, and these last a lot longer. And I shave every day. I've had them last as much as 10 days. And you can find their new, sharper blades in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. But if you prefer to shop online, got a great deal for you. You can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. And the best part, it's 100% quality guarantee. So you're going to get your $3 back if you don't like it. If you go to harrys.com, you can get their sharpest blades ever in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. Saw them at Walgreens the other day. You can just head over to the grooming aisle. But if you want to shop online, Harry's has a great offer. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's just one of those.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Apparently, Lena Hidalgo's statement on the bars, it's like, she's against.
Well, whatever.
Most
bars have worked their way around it. It's so stupid. Yeah. Like, oh, if you've got a food truck outside, it's safe.
So
if you don't have a food truck outside, COVID.
Yeah, I mean, maskless gatherings should not be taking place right now, and this applies to bars as well. Yeah, just, you know what? I'm sick of you.
You're not bars in Galveston County, Brazoria County. Yeah. They'll take your Montgomery County. They'll take your business.
Why is she so dead set on keeping things shut down? I mean,
I like to think that she's got the, you know, like you said, we've got positive Rona news. That doesn't mean that we want to just go willy nilly. I like to think that that's her line of thinking, but I don't know.
It's control.
No, it's not her line of thinking. Her line of thinking all along has been to, you know, we want to keep people at home and strangle everything.
You know,
come on, man. There's compromise to be had here, woman. Sorry.
Guess who's voting for Joe Jorgensen with me? Ken Bone. You don't remember
Ken? That flips the tide.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Ken Bone was a big celebrity 4 years ago.
For about like a day or two.
Yeah.
And then everybody found his Reddit history and his comment history.
Yeah,
he's
a weird dude.
On like different porn subreddits. Yep, and all of a sudden he was like, I wish I was not famous
anymore. Me and Ken Bone are the same, though. We're the same guy, basically.
You like watching naked pregnant women swim?
I don't know. I've never tried it, but maybe I would. Would you judge me for that?
I would not.
No. I mean, let's face it. People like weird stuff. Everybody likes weird stuff. Some people just admit it. Some people have subreddit histories. Here's what my least favorite thing is, and by the way, this is not a way to win people over. Like bullying people about who they're voting for. Like if someone says I'm voting third party, and there's Trumpers and Bideners coming at them. A vote for third party is a vote for Trump. That's no way to get anybody over to your side. How about you mind your own damn business? You vote for who you want to vote for.
Yeah. What's funny is depending on what side you're on, that's what you hear. Oh, if you vote for you vote Libertarian, you're voting for Biden.
I've heard it from both people.
Might as well be a vote for Biden.
It's ridiculous. No, it's actually just a third party vote. And if the third party doesn't have a chance of winning anyway, then you shouldn't worry about who I'm voting for. Because my alternative, honestly, if I weren't vote, like if they said, okay, you can't vote for a third party candidate, I just wouldn't vote for president. And I would vote for everything else and just leave my president blank. Because it's not a vote for Trump or a vote for Biden. Because I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden.
If you leave it blank, AJ, that's a vote for Biden. That's a vote for Trump. I'm confused. It's one of the two. Yeah.
My sister-in-law and I were having this conversation over the weekend. When we were kids, we were always told it is rude to ever ask anybody who they voted for or to ever talk about who you voted for. Like, that was just like asking somebody about their financial records and stuff. Like you didn't do that. That was considered rude because it was between them and the ballot box.
And
who cares?
God.
Well, that was
between
your thing.
You and your God.
It was your politics and your religion. That was your business. I wish we'd go back to that. I really do.
Because I remember getting yelled at.
What would Twitter.com be?
Well, then I wouldn't. I wouldn't have to use it anymore. I could go away from it.
Yeah.
But I don't like. Yeah, I don't like the fact that a county judge is going to be telling us what we can and can't do here. I think that we've done a pretty good job so far of. At least the things I've been out on, people are wearing their masks and they're social distancing. And I think if people keep doing that, then shutting down bars, again, clubs I'm okay with, big gatherings I'm okay with, indoor gatherings of 100 people, too much. Get it. Isn't that a bit of a compromise, though? But give me my neighborhood bars back. And, you know, I know they've loopholed it here, but they had to pay more taxes to do it.
Yeah.
See this tweet from John McClain?
No.
Cal McNair needed someone to oversee the personnel side with Crennel, and that's Jack Easterby. He'll be part of the GM search committee that McNair will head. Somebody has to run the show the rest of the season. Easterby will work closely with personnel people as interim GM.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Here's my question. What's Jack Easterby know about being a GM? What's he know about personnel?
No, he's been working closely with Bill O'Brien, who was the GM.
He was a team chaplain. The guy who leads the prayer circle is now making personnel decisions for the rest of the year. Think about that. It's a nice move firing Bill O'Brien, but the truth of it is, this is still sort of a disaster organization. There's a lot of holes in the game here, all right? I don't know that just firing Bill O'Brien is going to fix everything.
Well, and yes, in my euphoria over the death of O'Brien, the one thing that we mentioned a couple of times, but it bears repeating, they need to get this right. If you get the right GM, and we went over this some on Monday when it happened, you get the right GM, you can fix the roster relatively quickly, even with some of the limited resources you have. There's some guys you're stuck with, but there's some guys that you can get rid of and replace with cheaper options that will give you the same production, and then use some of that money to get a couple impact guys, and you're going to have to do it in free agency, but you could do it. But you got to have the right guy. If you get the wrong guy and he makes the wrong choices, well, guess what? None of that works. And whoever you get as head coach, you're going to be gambling. And that's okay. If you hire, Joe Brady, one of the names I wanted to throw out there. You're going to go for the young coach, the young up-and-coming coach. You're going to try to get Sean McVay is what you're hoping for.
Yeah.
Well, there's a gamble there. Maybe that works out. Maybe it doesn't. And it doesn't, it doesn't really matter. We can throw all these names out there all you want, but if you get the wrong guy and the wrong GM, then this goes even farther south than it is. So you're trusting Cal McNair and Jesus Easterby to get it right. So, yeah.
Looks like the A's have announced they will start Frankie Montas tomorrow in game 4. And we're all assuming Christian Javier will pitch game 4 for the Astros.
Yeah. I mean, that's a guess. That's why we didn't see him today. And
Astros fans are really obsessed with Mike Fiers pitching. And I really don't understand why. I mean, we already know Mike Fiers is a bitch. Who cares?
Yeah. What are you going to do, try to hit line drives at him?
Yeah.
I bet you try to win the game tomorrow so you don't have to go to a game 5.
I think they also want to just shell him. Because
I mean, don't they want to shell whoever's pitching because it's the playoffs?
Yeah, but he's had bad outings. His last major outing.
Ah, so that bears the question: is it cowardice or is it just the A's manager going? The Astros have beat the hell out of Mike Fiers. Why would we pitch him?
Oh no, I'm not blaming Bob Melvin. I'm just saying why I would like to see him.
Well,
on
I'm
the
saying like
because
no, it's not people blaming Bob Melvin. It's people blaming Mike Fiers. Like he gets to decide if he's going to pitch or not. Like, Bob Melvin's a pretty smart manager. He's won manager of the year in both leagues. He's pretty good at this job. If he thinks Mike Fiers is going to suck against the Astros, there ain't a whole lot of sense in throwing him out there, is there? Has nothing to do with him being a coward.
Yeah, this is just a fan thing. The fans want to see him get beat up because he's a snitch.
Yeah, but what happens if Mike Fiers goes out there and shuts your ass down? That's the worst thing that can happen.
That would be kind of funny.
Wouldn't be funny.
It would be funny. It'd be funny for Astros fan because, yeah.
Let's talk to Robert before we hit this break. Hello, Robert Robert.
Yes, sir. How are you?
We're doing sports.
Do you think that June Jones is too old to be the head coach?
Yes.
And he just hires a bunch of coordinators? Or
Fred likes June Jones more than I do.
But I don't like June Jones as head coach. I like June Jones as right now Romeo Crennel gets on the phone and says, listen, we want to hire you for the rest of the year to come in here as an offensive consultant, take a look at what we're doing, make some suggestions, help out with the play calling because we've got an inexperienced guy, and let's see what we can come up with for Deshaun because I like
He could have more experience. He would have got to call the plays last week.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? Maybe he does great. Maybe it was O'Brien holding him back. Maybe he's just not very good at his job. It would be nice to have, here's an experienced guy. And I'm consistent with, I like guys who've had success. and he's just sitting around right now. Guess what? You got a spot open on your coaching staff. I'm not saying bring him in as offensive coordinator. I'm not saying bring him in to redo your offense on the fly. I'm saying bring him in as a consultant, like Kubiak was for the Vikings last year, and then have him look things over, make some suggestions, and go from there. And maybe you get nothing out of it, but maybe you find a few plays at work. Maybe he plays the Deshaun strengths a little bit. And you know what? Mentors your young offensive coordinator. Because June's not like O'Brien. June's not going to just, he wouldn't just come in here and say, oh, we're doing this my way or whatever. He'd work with the guy. So, yeah, I in that role, I would love to see it for this season only. So let me clarify that. I don't, you know, just because he was 5-0 in the XFL doesn't mean, it, you know.
Undefeated.
Yeah, had greatest team ever, still wearing my hat. But in I think that role would be perfect. Especially if you think you can still squeeze into the playoffs at 8-8 with, you know, considering that, especially with the Rona happening to all these teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're completely dead.
So, I do, but yeah, that's because I don't think this team's very good anyway.
I don't think they are either, but I do think that with some fixes on offense, you could win some games. You keep your defense off the field.
This is one of those years where I thought they'd be 7-9. And it looks like I was optimistic. So I don't want anybody calling me a hater because I was optimistic on the Texans coming into this season. Now I'm less optimistic. Now I think 7 wins seems like a lot.
But if nothing else, something like that gives your fan base a little hope. And you've kind of bent them over and greased them pretty bad now over the past couple of years. I think it's, you know, that would be a at least showing your fans you're trying to win this year.
I would also say the last time June Jones coached in the NFL was 1998.
Yeah, I'm not asking him to be head coach.
I know, but just having it, like, he's coached high school.
I'm not asking him to be coordinator. I'm asking him to come in and be a consultant and add to your offense with some of the things that he used that worked pretty well with P.J. Walker, by the way.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not trying to make the guy head coach. And who else? There's not a lot of people sitting on the sidelines right now that you could do that with. It's the middle of a season.
It's true.
And if you prefer Bob Stoops, okay, I'll say go get Bob Stoops. But when did he coach in the NFL? So, I mean, I think if there's another name out there that's not doing anything that fits that, I'm all ears. Give it to me.
Dustin says, "Oh, good Lord, AJ, stop! God forbid people fan. What are you talking about, Dustin?"
The Mike Fiers thing.
Oh. What's fanning about that? Like the guy sucks and the A's are smart enough not to put him out there to suck? Okay. God forbid people fan. Yeah. That's like the Astro, or that's like A's fan saying, "Oh, you guys are pussies because you won't throw Josh James out game 4, bunch of scared asses." No, they just know Josh James sucks. Josh James scared of the A's after what they did to him in game 3. He's a big scaredy cat. No. Astros are just smarter than that. That's all.
Somebody asked, isn't June's offense gimmicky? Yeah, but I'm not asking him to come in. You can't change the offense in the middle of the season. You're just asking somebody to come in and throw a few gimmicks in there. That's all. Man, all right. So it's a stupid idea. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Can I give you another name real quick before, since everybody's dismissing my offensive consultant idea and don't want to hear June Jones? How about a name we already talked about earlier? Jim Caldwell. He's out there.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with calling him and saying, hey, will you come and consult on our offense for the rest of the season?
Oh, it wouldn't bother me. I don't know. I also don't know. I guess
you've already given up on the season.
I feel like it's a lost season. You don't. That's
well, no, it's not
us.
That. It's if I own that franchise and my whole point was, hey, we still think we can turn this around, then I'm going to do something to turn it around other than just give it to the guy who we don't think can call plays. That's all. I'm actually going to try to make some changes for the season, not just say, all right, well, who cares about the last 12 games if they even happen?
I mean, this would be my suggestions. Can Mike Devlin and maybe call somebody with the last name Zuerlein and say, hey, will you come in and help for the rest of the year?
See,
and,
I was going to kind of throw that out. I didn't want to sound too homer here with Lance, but you know what? I think Larry Zuerlein could do a pretty decent job for the rest of the season. You know, you're not hiring these guys. You're trying to salvage this year.
Why not hire Lance Zuerlein?
As what? What does Lance even do?
GM.
Didn't you hear
personnel,
what O'Brien said?
Personnel.
What does Lance even do? I don't even know what you do.
That's right.
You hire him to figure out what you're going to do with the trade deadline, how you're going to get stuff back.
Hey, you know, I just heard this during the break. The first time I've heard it, I guess it came out around 4 or 5 hours ago, but J.J. Watt addressing the media today, and he had a quote that it like basically saying what he's excited about for the rest of this season. And I want you to hear it. And it's honest. If I'm a player, I feel the exact same way as he does.
Rack's a great man. I mean, I've been around Rack. I've said before many times, you know, I was fortunate enough early in my career to have Wade Phillips as a D coordinator. And then I got Romeo Cannell as a defensive coordinator.
This might not be the right quote, but either way, what he said was what he's most excited about was being on the same page with fans. Go ahead and play that then. Maybe.
I'm excited about right now is hopefully getting on the same page with our fan base again. I feel like that's something there's certainly been a bit of a tension there in the last months and years, and I can't wait to have us all pulling in the same direction again. I feel like there's been a bit of a disconnect there, and it's not fun as a player to be a part of that when you feel like your fans can't fully back you the way that they want to. And I really am so excited because I've been here at some of the best times we've ever had. And there's nothing better than when this city is all on the same page and pulling for the Houston Texans. And I can't wait to have that feeling again because it truly is a blast. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
I mean, imagine that. Imagine being on the Texans. And, even Texans fans, I think even the most hardcore Texans fans wanted to move on from Bill O'Brien. And that's an awkward thing. If you're a player and fans are like, well, yeah, I'm a fan. But no, you know, it'd be kind of nice if you guys would lose enough that we could get rid of Bill. And now he's right. Everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction all of a sudden. By the way, 1-0 Rays leading the Yankees. Boy, that'd be a help for the Astros, too.
Well,
I would still pick the Rays over the Astros, but I think they're way more beatable than the Yankees are in a long series.
Well, don't start counting your chickens now. You've got to get by the A's.
Well, it's only the second inning, too. Maybe slow down.
Yeah.
Like the Yankees won't score more than a run.
Yeah, yeah. So, St. Patrick says, so what are you saying is that everyone but ownership knew that O'Brien was a joke? I kind of got the impression what he's saying is I understand why the fans were frustrated because this guy's completely unlikable and it chased people away and he hates that, you know, and I get it, man. I do because said all along, there were some likable players on this team and they would have been a lot easier to like, except for the fact that their coach was a complete turd. And also kind of sounds like maybe he listens to the show.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. But I'm glad he said it, you know. And that goes back to kind of what I was talking about with Hopkins yesterday in his tweet where he's just kind of, you know, taking the high road. At some point, it's okay to not take the high road. And I don't think JJ did there. I mean, he wasn't mean about it. He wasn't vindictive. But he also said that, hey, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to all be on the same page again. And I know Watson said a lot of stuff too today about, we're not going to have negativity and all that anymore. I don't know if you have that, but I think both guys kind of address the fact that without saying it, because you don't want to dance on a dead body, we can do that, but they can't. That you know what? We needed this change. This will be better. We need to get people back on board with the organization. So, and yeah, I as much as I dog Cal McNair for letting this guy do all this, I still think somebody in the organization should have had the balls to veto the DeAndre thing.
Agreed.
I mean, somebody had to do that. Whether it's,
but there was, I mean, who could do it?
Well, that's the thing. The owner is the only one.
And I mean, the owner today, one of the things he said was, did a good job getting DeAndre to Arizona, a place where he's thriving, and we couldn't have afforded him because we knew we were going to have to pay Laramie and Deshaun. Which, okay, well, he was already under contract for 3 more years. You didn't have
and
to.
And not only that, you easily could have paid him. Go look at what he's getting versus what you're already paying Brandon Cooks and Kenny Stills and Will Fuller this year. Wouldn't you rather have DeAndre and one of those guys?
Yes.
Yeah, you could have made it work. The cap thing to me,
I'd rather have DeAndre and Kiki Kuti than that this character, well, the cast of characters
and,
they've got now.
And that's the thing. It's like I get so tired of hearing, well, we can't afford to do all this. Sure you can. You didn't have to pay Zach Cunningham all that money. You didn't have to pay Bernardrick McKinney all that money. Nick Martin, your kicker. You could have made it work. You could still make it work if you had him.
But we know why they didn't want to make it work.
Yeah.
I mean, how much were you risking, and how much were they going to question you if you were the team doctor and came back and said, David Johnson failed his physical. You cannot make this trade.
Well, if I'm the team doctor, that's...
That was what I would have said immediately.
Yeah, this guy can't play. Sorry.
Whether he was good or not.
And your second-round draft pick failed his physical, too. So, oh, wait. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the only real regret I have in this whole thing is that somebody didn't put a stop to that. Because that's something you can't undo. And the guy still got some time left as an elite receiver. And you'd rather have him than not. And there's just no defending that. And I know people try. It's like, oh, well, when was the last time somebody won a Super Bowl with an elite receiver? And it's like, well, I think Tariq Hill's pretty elite. But maybe it's just Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. But, yeah, it's
like having a great receiver somehow disqualifies you from being a contender. Such a dumb thing. When's the last time a great wide receiver won a Super Bowl? Well, trust me, all these teams probably wish they had great wide receivers. It'd be even easier to win the Super Bowl.
I'd rather have Hopkins and Cullen Gillespie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just split him out wide. I don't care.
Yeah. And
let's just play with one wide receiver. The Texans can run out 4 or 5 of their tight ends and one wide receiver and let it be DeAndre.
But having said all that, and I do think if they make the right call on GM, they can flip things pretty good next year. And if you get, and plus you'll get a coach who'll want his own guys in here. And
I think they
I can clear you without getting rid of JJ Watt, mind you, I can clear you $36 million next year. Easy.
I think they can start trending in the right direction next year, but I don't think this is an instant turnaround in 1 year. I do think it's a mini rebuild. It's not like a 4 or 5 year rebuild, but I do think it's not going to be like the Texans are 10-6, 12-4 next year. I don't see that just because I don't think there's enough talent in place here, but I don't think that they have to bottom out either.
No, you can fit, but again, you can fix that. You're going to have to do it through free agency. But if you just kind of take all those guys I talked about, replace them, if you get the right guys to replace them that are cheaper, you'll have money to sign one or two really big impact guys that you could bring in. And the thing is, you're going to have to get a coach that guys want to come play for. If you do that, and I think a guy like Eric Bieniemy guys might want to come play for.
I think so, too.
And that's, you know, so that's why the decision is going to be so important. But I don't think that, I mean, it's got to all go right. The Eagles are the best example because the Chip Kelly did the same thing. And I basically said these are the same guys for a long time. That looks like an out. But what, it'd take 2 years for them to win a Super Bowl after they bottomed out under Kelly?
Yep.
So, again, get the right coach, right GM. I'm not saying you're going to win a Super Bowl in 2 years, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be long and drawn out. So.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. Maybe you are like I was a couple years ago when I walked into Texas Star Grill Shop, and I didn't really know what grill I needed. I didn't know what was going to fit my needs. And guess what? They're going to help you out. They've got experts there that'll help you decide what's best considering your needs. Whether it's a ceramic charcoal grill, a wood pellet smoker, or a quick and easy gas grill, they've got it all, and they've got it all in spades. Pitts and Spitz, Houston Made, Traeger, Napoleon, Kamado Joe. They've got something for everybody. And guys, not only that, they've something that we haven't talked about much. They've got fantastic meats. I'll go in there and buy a brisket. They've got, and they're selling it at wholesale prices. Fantastic cuts of meat that you can go and throw on your smoker, man. They've got all the spices. They've got all the cookbooks, the utensils, everything you need. It's a one-stop shop at Texas Star Grill Shop. Whatever grill you get, they're going to come out and deliver it and assemble it for you for free. They've got a shop up in Houston, Katy, and Spring, and there's a new one opening here soon. Check them out online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's the last segment. I didn't even realize it. So, you know what I forgot to do? It was Gym of the Day. So can we make deaths the Gym of the Day and just combine the two?
Why not?
All right.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Paddock Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. We now celebrate those who have passed on this particular week. And we start with, let's see, Gene Autry, cowboy singer and songwriter. I'm back in the saddle again. He also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Also owned the Angels.
That's a big hit.
Yeah, it is. To this day. I mean, it's like the Gym of the Day song. It goes forever.
A lot of people know that song.
Nipsey Russell died in 2005. Very funny man, probably before your time. 87 years old. Let's see. Benjamin Orr of the Cars. Dead at 53 in 2000. Gorilla Monsoon, wrestler. Dead at 62.
I never saw Gorilla Monsoon wrestle. I only knew him as the announcer for the wrestling.
I only knew that it was a great name.
That is a great name.
I mean, you can't.
Anyone nicknamed Gorilla, that's a good move.
Well, you throw Monsoon at the end, too. It's just perfect.
That was his real name?
I don't know that it's a real name, but.
Well, if that's what it says on death, that's got to be true.
It could be. Usually when it has a name like that and they have a real name, it's in parentheses. So anyway, Bob Gibson, 2020, who popped up a lot last week when Josh was talking baseball. There was several Bob Gibson references.
And then he died.
And then he died. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Josh killed him off. Samuel Adams in 1803 poured his last at the age of 81. All right, let's see. Tom Clancy, 2013.
I didn't even know he was dead.
I didn't either. They're still releasing books. Secretariat, 1989. Considered one of the greatest sources of all time. Died at 19. Wasn't even drinking age. All right. Has it already been 3 years since Tom Petty died?
Yeah.
Wow. 2017, Tom Petty. That one hit me pretty hard. 1936, John Heisman struck his final pose at the age of 66. 1970, Janis Joplin. Boy, rough week for musicians, man.
Yeah.
2004, Rodney Dangerfield. 2011, Steve Jobs.
Thank you for not doing some sort of respect joke.
I know. I think I've done that enough already. Let me tell you.
Why'd you have to ruin it?
Because that's what I do. 2020, we mentioned Eddie Van Halen. We talked about that a lot yesterday. 1849, Edgar Allan Poe. Dead at 40. Nevermore.
I knew it was going to happen.
I know. You had to know it was going to happen. I gave you a chance to jump in and do it so I can make fun of you.
I just knew it was coming. I didn't need to bother with it.
Okay. Favorite Edgar Allan Poe poem?
I don't know.
Mine's Cask of Amontillado, just if you're curious.
Telltale Heart.
thou shalt not harm me unpunished. All right, porn star.
I don't like poetry.
But you like music, and yeah. Music's poetry.
Yeah. I like it when there's music behind it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a big poetry guy. It's just
it always sounds weird. I don't know. Like, I don't like hearing people read poetry.
Have you ever been to like a poetry slam?
Yeah.
I
don't like it.
No offense to you guys who do it. It's the worst.
Did you not like when The Simpsons did all the Edgar Allan Poe different poems and short stories as an episode with James Earl Jones basically narrating them?
Not really.
I don't.
I never liked Simpsons Halloween specials. I don't like that kind of stuff.
I don't remember that because I don't
like fart jokes, Aaron.
All
right.
I don't watch all the Simpsons episodes. The wife's seen them all, but I haven't seen all of them. I've seen several of them. But I had to study.
You watch Rick and Morty. You're fancy,
dude. One of these days. I mean, I will pay money to have you watch one episode.
We're going
to
be Pickle Rick because I saw Pickle Vodka. It's on our list of Friday booze.
I will throw up with Pickle Vodka.
Yeah, baby. Pickle Vodka.
That's going to make the mega shot interesting.
And I've even heard there's such thing as a spicy Pickle Vodka.
Yeah, man, I'm just telling you, anything with pickle in it, I will throw up. So,
well, that'll make Happy Hour even better.
You guys have been warned.
We'll set a high total for that week.
What do you mean?
To get to the shot.
No. Listen, I'm a team player. I'll do whatever. I'm just telling you, like, if you had vinegar flavor or pickle flavor, I'm going to throw it up. All right. Porn stars. Elise Diamond, 2010. 20 years old. Died from?
Car accident.
Murdered while working as a prostitute in the Czech Republic. Unknown if it was client or pimp. October 3rd, 1979. 29-year-old Claudia Jennings.
Alcohol poisoning.
Car crash.
Damn it.
And
did you even have cars in 1979?
Apparently. 2007, Tiffany DiGiovanni, 21 years old.
Drug overdose.
Committed suicide at 21. I'm going to give you a point for that. And those are your deaths. All right. Well, good job today.
Hump day, Fred.
I mean, we did. Well, your Astros will win tomorrow. You'll get back on track. You guys quit looking so somber in there. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Great job, Twitter and texters and Twitch, except for Arrogance Guy. You can suck it. Otherwise, great job today, guys. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, hey, we'll have a UH football game tomorrow, hopefully. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
Run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
ESPN 97.5.